Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters, distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Power and Beauty. What is the strongest power in the universe? It is neither a hurricane nor a tornado. It is not a volcano. It is neither gravity nor atomic energy. It is not a supermassive black hole. It is not a gamma ray burst, nor is it the sun's energy. It is not the moon's impact on our ocean tides. Would you be surprised to know that this powerful force is also the most beautiful thing in the universe? So just what is it? The most powerful and most beautiful force in the universe is God's love for us. We see this in the following verses. From Zephariah 3:17 we read, "The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty Savior who will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in his love, who will sing joyfully because of you." And from Psalm 86, verse 15, we get, "But you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in mercy and truth." We read in Genesis 1, verses 1 to 31, that it was through God's power that everything in the universe was created. Therefore, there is nothing that is created that can have more power than the Creator. Everything that I mentioned as I started this message today was created by God. God's power is greater than all of these things. Here on earth, many people have sought after worldly power. Great rulers with power have always kept themselves at a distance from those they rule over. Most of them have had bodyguards to protect them. Our God is so powerful that he makes himself accessible to us. Jesus hung out with the sinners that he saved. Human power maintains a distance with the people. God's power draws his people to himself. God's power is also beautiful. It was because of God's love for us that Jesus became man. It was through God's love that he created man. It was through love that Jesus broke the chains of sin and defeated death. In Romans 5:8 we read, "But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." In John 3:16 we read, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life." Beautiful were the hands of Christ when they served the wine and the bread to the disciples. Beautiful is the lasting gift of himself in the form of bread and wine, which sustains us as heavenly food. Beautiful were his feet when they walked the dusty roads to Calvary. Beautiful was his heart that bled and bore all of our sins. Beautiful are his tender eyes and forgiving gaze. There is nothing on earth or in the universe more beautiful than the love of God expressed through his Son, Jesus Christ. My friends, this powerful God of ours is ready to cradle you and me in his gentle and loving embrace. There is no sin bigger than his mercy. Jesus loves you, and he has the power to heal you and forgive you. If you need to repent and turn back to Jesus, do so today. Tell Jesus you're sorry for your sins and invite him into your heart now. Find joy in his power to forgive and in his beauty to embrace. There's a wonderful song that captures the essence of what I have tried to express today. It is the song, How Beautiful, written by Ann Wilson and sung by Twyla Paris. I encourage you to go online and download this song and listen to it often. Now, will you please pray with me? Lord God, at times it's hard for me to comprehend that you can be so powerful and yet so loving. The beauty of your love is evident in the life, death, and resurrection of your Son, Jesus. Give me the courage to embrace his love today. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.